If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that is poetry. That's a quote from Emily Dickinson. Now listen in this next half hour of the powerful spoken word to see if your head will remain.
The women gather because it is not unusual to seek comfort in our hours of stress. A man must be buried. It is not unusual that the old bury the young, though it is an abomination. It is not strange that the unwise and the ungentle carry the banner of humaneness, though it is a castration of the spirit. It no longer shatters the intellect that those who make war call themselves diplomats. We are no longer surprised that the unfaithful pray loudest every Sunday in every church and sometimes in rooms facing east. Though it is a sin and a shame. So how do we judge a man? Most of us love from our need to love, not because we find someone deserving. Most of us forgive because we have trespassed, not because we are magnanimous. Most of us comfort because we need comforting. Our ancient rituals demand that we give what we hope to receive. And how do we judge a man? We learn to greet when meeting, to cry when parting, and to soften our words at times of stress. The women gather with cloth and ointments, their busy hands bowing to laws that decree. Willow shall stand swaying but unbroken against even the determined wind of death. We judge a man by his dreams, not alone his deeds. We judge a man by his intent, not alone his shortcomings. We judge a man because it is not unusual to know him through those who love him. The women gather strangers to each other because they have loved a man. It is not unusual to shift through ashes and find an unburnt picture.
I only want to be there to kiss you as you want to be kissed when you need to be kissed, where I want to kiss you because it's my house and I plan to live in it. I really need to hug you when I want to hug you as you like to hug me. Does this sound like a silly poem? I mean, it's my house, and I want to fry pork chops and bake sweet potatoes and call them yams, because I run the kitchen, and I can stand the heat. I spent all winter in carpet stores gathering patches so I could make a quilt. Does this really sound like a silly poem? I mean, I want to keep you warm, and my windows might be dirty, but it's my house. And if I can't see out sometimes, they can't see in either. English isn't a good language to express emotion through. Mostly, I imagine, because people try to speak English instead of trying to speak through it. I don't know. Maybe this is a silly poem. I'm saying it's my house, and I'll make fudge and call it love and touch my lips to the chocolate warmth and smile at old men and call that revolution, because what's real is really real. And I still like men in tight pants because everybody has something to give and, more important, needs something to take. And this is my house, and you make me happy. So this is your poem.
I used to dream, militant dreams, of taking over America to show these white folks how it should be done. I used to dream radical dreams of blowing everyone away with my perceptive powers of correct analysis. I even used to think I'd be the one to stop the riot and negotiate the peace. Then I awoke and dug that if I dreamed natural dreams of being a natural woman, doing what a woman does when she is natural, I would have a revolution. Once a snowflake fell on my brow, and I loved it so much, and I kissed it, and it was happy, and it called its cousins and brothers, and a web of snow engulfed me then. I reached to love them all, and I squeezed them, and they became a spring rain, and I stood perfectly still and was a flower.
That was author and poet Nikki Giovanni reading from her work at the Rock Creek campus of Portland Community College in 1992 and on National Public Radio's Black Wordsmiths from the KBOO archives. And here is a poet who has shared the stage with the likes of Nikki Giovanni.
I am Rodeezy, and you can find me at my official website, which is rodeezy.com. That's R-O-D-E-E-Z-Y.com. I am a local activist and author. Shouldn't say local. I'm from Portland, but I do this all over the United States. But centered on Portland because this is my home. This is Never Question Who I Am, honoring and celebrating women for National Women's History Month, March 2010. In crowds of thousands, I stand alone. Silent corners of a congested place, letting my life waste into this, that, and the other. My history is that of a regal existence. But examine my present reality and tell me, what is this? I have already told you who I am and never to question it. But now you want me to write this and explain my existence in just a few poems or less. Well, at best, you might scratch my surface. And don't tell me you've already heard this, because there could never be another me. If poetry were history, this time you're the slaves and I'm the master. Eternal goddess now and ever after. I am a vibrantly vivid collection of ghetto reflections. I am a compilation of mass communication, nappy nation. I am black-powered, cynical, reigning queen, supreme, surpassing surreal expectations of anything you ever thought that I would be. I am no longer daughter to Isis and Osiris. I am Isis. Now try this. Trading straightened European hair for nappy dreads and head wraps, gaining stares, and remaining softly feminine like the lace on my underwear. I am regal deity, dark child of the night. I shine so bright, I become the stars, the sun, and the moon, doing an eclipse over my own womb. And my tombstone is set, but I ain't ready yet. I got 7 more lives to live as I give birth to resurrection, affection, and never neglection. If we were in a theater, I'd hold my own in my own section. Rehearsing rhyme without caring if it makes sense. I write to set my spirit free. This ain't paying my rent. I write, because if I don't, I might set something off tonight. My spirit rises higher with each stroke of a pen. Poetry is like a religion. I worship my pen. I spent time on blocks where Glocks fired, where I am like the air and you are like the tire. Without me, you cannot inflate, but I'll exist with or without you. So now tell me whose fate is at stake. I came before the chaclack clack, and I am the booyah-kabooyah-kablam. I came before the Saul Williams hype. My words were already on history shelves. My roots run so deep, I came before myself. My time is almost up, and you have only begun to understand. I told you to never question who I am. Rodizi.com. Thank you.
This is our perfect piece. Protect us in this place, in our heart and mind. Renew our faith. Inspire us to inspire others. He walks alongside us. Listen.
The universal speeds, we wake the earth. With the story Nazis, we wake the earth. With the message once creeds, we wake the earth. Limb is a rock, rocks the earth, we rock the earth. The universal speeds, we wake the earth. With the story Nazis, we wake the earth. With the message once creeds, we wake the earth. Limb is a rock, rocks the earth, we rock the earth.
Hundreds of wonders and wishes persistent. Thousands of pictures and thoughts of existence. Retrace, I'm home, found my coordinates. Grab a hold of this roller coaster, combusted over miss. Directed, I'll be with my soul shepherds, blessed with hand that command. Pretend we on the same planet. Granted, I've been stranded, concentration been managed. Swallowed whole way all the bandits, should things become advantage. Now, how come I feel violated, annihilated? It definitely was anticipated. Risk clearly stated, upgraded and underrated. Been aware of the fakes. Never trust in your mouth with snakes. Burned at the stake. Traded in for new make model. Yeah, it's clear. Drama disappear.
The universal speeds, we wake the earth. With the story Nazis, we wake the earth. With the message once creeds, we wake the earth. Limb is a rock, rocks the earth, we rock the earth. The universal speeds, we wake the earth. With the story Nazis, we wake the earth. With the message once creeds, we wake the earth. Limb is a rock, rocks the earth, we rock the earth.
Disappear without a trace left. No evidence, it's irrelevant to the case. Reaction caused by a misplace of the wind. Structured carefully with no dissent.
But with accents and vibrato, the river runs like a concerto. Peace was calling for me, align with me, incline with me. The gates of fire into deep meant to see. Shown the throne, send up the on my dome, exceeds a paranormal form. Unexplored, behold the gold doors above. Jesus soared and soared across the sky from the night by clouds. Turned a meter faded out through the trees. It's a mystery why the sign was seen by me, dear Lord. Why don't you tell, or is it for me to dwell and dwell until time will reveal?
With universal speech, we wake the earth. With a story not teach, we wake the earth. With the message once preached, we wake the earth. Live as a rock, rock the earth, we rock the earth. With universal speech, we wake the earth. With a story not teach, we wake the earth. With the message once preached, we wake the earth. Live as a rock, rock the earth, we rock the earth.
Perfect peace, protect me in this place.
In this place.
In my heart and mind, renew my faith.
Renew my faith.
Lord, you know the reason why I sing.
Why I sing.
Light up my life with the joy of praise.
The joy of praise.
Ever since that day, I've been forever changed. The anointing destroy the
beside me. Together we will uncoil like seeds up ladders of soil until we break through into sapphire blue, and 100 axes will cut our stems, and 101 mouths will breathe us out blooming again. As we rise towards the orange forest of the sun, come, meet me here in the gap, where every rock we ever threw comes back. And the names we call our enemies are blades that bleed us to our knees. Hate is love that lost its way, and we can't waste another day. We got stars booming in our bones and oceans pulsing in our veins. And this world is just lightning between thunder and rain. But I want to live it like my t-shirt lives spilled wine and my jeans live grass stains. I am tattooed by every joy and pain. All life is my lover, and I will never be the same. They say the apocalypse is coming soon, and it's true. I've been up all night listening to its sirens wail a howl the size of you. But apocalypse doesn't mean the end. It means the revelation, which means all will be revealed. And I can't think of a better reason than that for us to walk out of these boxes and meet in the field, because we act like fools. But nothing we do will change the fact we are jewels in the mirrors of the tears of God's face. The grass blades are the lashes of her eyes. They dance with the dew, she cries, like I do when I refuse to look through kaleidoscopes of disguise, kick off shoes worn through by too many miles of goodbyes, and meet you barefoot and eye to eye. Who you are and who I am is the same, and we can turn like keys in the handcuffs on each other's wrists. We can strike our lives like sticks to spark the 6.5 billion wicks of the world's one candle burning human blazing heart. Toss the script someone else has written for our parts and be free. Because we have all been shooting illusions like heroin, but truth breaks through the walls of everything false we've been. We are cells of nature in a culture that breaks her laws, turning heaven to hell, fighting reflections of ourself, tooth and claw, but it is not too late. The power with which we destroy equals the power we can use to create. So stand guard and protect me, and I will stand guard and protect you. Because I have yet to meet a human whose cut birth knot has stopped bleeding. But I hear owls screeching and rivers reaching and drums of distant cities beating in the hallelujah of our meeting. I hear all the cries of all the tribes return, and I swear I will learn to let the root of my spirit pierce this prison floor so I can be lit by the pure flame of the core and be immortal beside you. Till then, I will live in the wind so I find you. And should your throat burn crossing these concrete sands of drought, my love will come. Like drops of water, the cupped hands of clouds lower to your mouth, because I am your sister, your brother, your daughter, your lover, your mother, your father, and every one of the voices in your head. I am the one you dream of, and I am the one you dread. I am your hero, and I am your dragon. You can slay me, we can play these parts for ages, but someday the red curtain will drop. We'll shed these skins, wipe the paint from our faces, cartwheel off these cardboard stages and meet in the silence between beats of life's heart.
I always wanted to be a superhero Marvel comic book character. Action, packed, thrill-a-minute type of girl. Just hide my curves and hold your breath.
But I do it with a twist, because I didn't want to be Wonder Woman or the Bionic Woman.
Definitely didn't want to be the Invisible Woman.
I did that every day.
No, I wanted to be a black female superhero. Kick-ass and looking damn good. I wanted to be Storm from the X-Men.
Command the elements with a single thought. Shake entire continents with my wrath, and then I could quiet the fiercest monsoons.
I used to wish to be Storm, so when some stupid asked me,
why are you so angry?
My eyes would whiten with the awesome power of nature.
I would raise my hand above my head, power pulsating between my fingertips. The sky would darken and rumble my answer, and then from the bowels of the clouds,
a lightning bolt would flash and shoot him in the...
Was a bad sister. Then the movie came out.
Don't do it. Don't go there.
And my hero was played by Halle Berry.
Oh, hell no!
Halle Berry?
Storm was a goddess, worshipped by entire villages. And she gonna get her butt kicked by a toe with a sticky tongue?
That just doesn't even make sense.
Oh, and Halle Berry does not have the thighs to be Storm, okay?
Open them up. Look at the comics. Sister had some shown up black girl thighs?
We talking about thighs for days and days. Wrap them around your head three times. They think you're Jesus kind of thighs.
But for the movie, they had to put her on that jazzercise thin entrance routine.
Feel the burn. Oh, that's when I know. Known image of black women created by white men.
Of course.
Was going to satisfy my longing to be a superhero.
I have to figure it out for myself.
I would have to make myself over into
the Super Soul Sister. That's right. The white man will not be saving the universe this time. Not Schwarzenegger, not Willis, and definitely not that bratty, whiny Skywalker.
But Uncle Owen, I wanted to go to Tashi and get some power converters, because you're not my father.
Instead, the next superhero will be a sister.
And now the generic ratings are going down, and we need more something to perk up the show.
Safeway select of superheroes.
Generic brand of freedom fighter.
Oh, no. This will be a sister who can fly above the chains of ignorance and whip out the tongue lashing of a lifetime.
You think you know me? Well, I call upon the forces of Isis, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Nefertiti, Asada Shakur, Cleopatra, Shanaynay from around the way to rain down the furies of degradation, silence, and oppression on your head.
Because we will not be silent anymore. And with the voices of 100 million sisters moaning across the bloody pages of history,
you gon' feel our rage. Cause I have the power to resurrect the past,
train it like a pit bull,
and sick it on
your... But I cannot be held responsible for the consequences.
Instead, I'll be responsible for conquering corporate dominance with a smackdown,
ending racial profiling with a swift crackdown.
Coming soon to a theater and
streets
in your town.
And then I can tap into my super empathy powered third eye. Polita, I sense racism. There's sexism.
Every time.
Wait, classism. There's even heterosexism nearby.
I keep telling you, that's not a special power. It's just simple common sense.
Oh, I guess you're right. Every black woman action figure or not comes equipped with that option.
Kapow! This mess won't be televised because the networks can't handle this much angry black woman juice.
But it will be in your face. And we don't need syndication to open a can of woman 5 times a week.
And twice on Sundays.
Take that for slavery.
That's for segregation.
And this is for integration.
This is for the glass ceiling.
This is for me being caught up in this corporate matrix where I'm still
Aunt Jemima talking about have a cookie and you'll feel better, Neo.
This is for me not being able to find flesh-colored pantyhose.
Or my hair care products at the corner store. Double smack.
Forget the Wonder Twins.
We're the Thunder Twins.
Kablam! Knock the smirk right off the face of patriarchy, rewrote history, and we started our own galaxy.
Beyond the Silver Surfer's reach, because you know he'd be trying to gentrify. And no, we ain't letting in the new solar system, too. Oh, and hell no, the chief of police can't page me with a strobe light. light, shaped like an Afro pick, shining on the night sky.
Charlie will not be on the intercom, but if he does try to reach us, tell him we have stopped moonlighting as angels because we have come down to Earth and pawned our wings for weaponry.
And you will be captivated by our graceful motions as we kick some Judge Sable, Pete Wilson, George Bush.
First and his no-count son.
Giuliani, Charlton Heston.
Chuck, even from the grave, put the gun down and let my people go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The governor.
Sylvester Stallone.
Adrian.
You get the point. Basically every great white hope that ever arose. We will whoop them like we was Muhammad Ali and we sting like a bee with a personal vendetta on you. Ooh, like you said something about us, mama.
Because I wrestled with an alligator, I tussled with a whale, I handcuffed lightning, and I threw thunder in jail. Wait, Lolita. Hold up, instant replay that so we can watch it again.
Who? Take it now. Oh, speaking of, do not try and think about getting some. Because we ain't Clark Kent.
And you are not Lois Lane.
Oh, and definitely not the other way around. And if you persist in this madness, we will be forced to infuriate a fury of Afro Slides, Black Belle Jones, and of the Dragon Style. Because we are Super Soul Sisters, and you gonna feel our rage.
That was KBOO radio show hosts and local spoken word artists Walita Imarisha and Taria Autry doing Super Soul Sisters from the 2008 Woodstock All-Star Slam. And before that was Tachi Jacobson from Vancouver, BC, and Sirens Echo with a remix of their song Perfect Peace.
All the way down I-5, I hear the wheels underneath the concrete we follow. They tell me ice had barely retreated from the northern hemisphere in the last millennium when our people came to the river. In the spring, we sang to the fish between the Tanana and the Columbia, each leap of wild water, a rain of silver so infinite we believed it could not end. We followed what the river told us, murmuring in our sleep, answering the call, answering each whisper from winged and finned and antlered brethren and to all the seasons. All of our spirits mingled on the banks, imprinted on the sides of countless gorges and crevices where the scaffolding clings like spider webbing. Old names, Minto, Celilo, we are parked along 84 on the Oregon side across from Cook's Landing. We can almost hear the dam. We can hear the diesel trucks from a long way off, but I do not think you can hear the salmon. My mother looks up the river, and I know she is listening. She hushes my little brother, who is playing with a toy diesel truck. We get back into the pickup and return to the highway.
Hi, my name is Anonymous, and I'm a poet here in Portland, Oregon, which is a place that I've lived for 6 years on and off. And here is an offering of some spoken word for you. Thank you. Silence hisses at me. As cars over wet pavement, the streets vent frustrations of being the aid to the next race in destruction. Get in your car, start the day's seduction. Sluts to the system, lost the directions, huh? Which way was it to freedom? Planting the seed, then watching the weed succeed in overabundance. Can't get out, though, even though they're climbing higher than the chain-link fence. But who said weeds don't belong? Maybe that's when it all went wrong, stereotypes in the raw. She's on my team for this game. Who's last and what does this mean? Picked, maybe just like a weed, but when we get cut, don't we all bleed? Missed a step. Sometimes I wonder, was it a gap, or should I just surrender to realizations of the divine creation and how every unfolding has meaning, careening, being tip-tilted, turned, believing that in every moment there is a lesson to be learned, a badge to be earned. But you know what? This isn't Girl Scouts, sweetie. Look around at the poor and needy. We're all needy, though. I mean, look at the greedy. Need this, need that. Whatever happened to simplicity being where it's at? Because only this moment is shown. Blown up. Take a piece of the rubble, because time, you know, is never gonna be enough. As pieces of life's puzzles begin to fit together, puzzling, shackled minds, if you want a piece of the rubble, well, you better get in line. Dropping to their knees, their agony is stinging like the sting of a million bees. Trees planted on blocks of cities. Roots begin to prove cement ain't pretty as it cracks. And this crack won't break your mama's back. Don't step, keep respect. City trees especially don't lack poetry. Concrete jungle, it's become land versus city. As I swing from the vines of vast telephone lines, breaking through these windows and freeing cubicle mines, I ride the bare back of the black snake, black river, as it slithers and flows, and I quiver, my, who's in control? Another day with the sun on a swollen face, always running on a fire with toothpicks for legs, ashes rise, fly, morph into stars, becoming one with the sky to burn again. The cycle, the motion, it doesn't end. Can you bend, my friend, before you break? Tell me, how much pressure can you take? Always running against the wind, well, that's what we'll do all our lives. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm not living like that kite, held hostage in the air by the string of despair. Cut me loose, set me free, either way, just let me be. For my soul they cannot feed, for their greed we shall not bleed. Thank you.
My name's Brenna Sahachian, and I'm a local musician and poet. This piece is called No Tread, from a zine I wrote called Buried Alive. I go into the woods, and I remember what I am. The bus rolls us by the trees. I imagine the time when they built this road, as the young boy tells me. There's no hope. We should start greenhouses on Mars, now. The bus drops us off at camp. The city kids are restless, and their shoes have no tread. I'm an oversized child, presumed to be in charge, and I think wandering into the woods, far from the adults, seems perfectly natural. Of course you want to jump into the pools around the river, and what else would you do after lights out but conspire, laugh, and sneak away? I go into the woods and remember what I am, that life is voluptuous and we have a place in it, beyond the slash-and-burn cultivation of adults, that each defiant young spirit haunts each patch of forest cut to grow obedience. Why is it that the weeds are so resilient and the crops are so fragile? Snap out of it. The city kids are restless and their shoes have no tread. They're sliding down the trail, store-bought clothes all muddy. They scream and laugh and love it. They run when they're told not to, and I can only follow. The forest is filled with dewy mirrors, and my mind is covered in moss. We run into the woods, and we remember what we are. This one's called Hue and Cry. Is it possible to imagine myself there in 1660, Virginia, Kentucky, South Carolina, when they called on the common mob to catch the runaway slaves or the escaped indentured servant? My face, glowing in the heat, framed by grown-out hair and homely garment, when they counted on the hue and cry. Would I go? Would I know any better? Can a mind be worn down to a nub by misogyny and repressed desires or undernourishment? Would I be hungry for the twisted sense of justice that the landowning class counts on the poor to enforce? Or would I just hope to collect the reward they paid in tobacco? I want to believe there's something in us that always knows better, knows how to respect and cooperate and resist. Some timeless little sailboat on the seas of my being that always stays on course, navigating by eternal stars of character. I fear the tempest of scarcity, mutual suspicion and intolerance, and competition. Sirens that coax so many into despicability, those anonymous atrocities performed in the blind chaos of the storm. I fear losing sight of the stars and crashing onto some barren island called hate. I fear there is no self, just minds like clay marbles falling randomly through a vertical maze, pulled by the gravity flow of time. But I want to believe that I would have helped every runaway slave that I met, that I would have run away myself and poisoned the master in his sleep.
The last three poets were Alaskan Native writer Diane Million with The Highway, then Portland poet Anonymous with a piece, and finally Brenna Sahachian with No Tread and Hue and Cry. Thanks for listening to this collection of women poets here on KBOO's International Women's Day programming.